Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
What God has prepared for you, but it's being revealed to us little by little by the Holy Spirit. I said the Holy Spirit is revealing things. When He reveals something to you, hold on to it. Don't let it slip. Hold on to it. Amen. Why greater works? Jesus said, because I go unto the Father to prepare a place in you. Only place in Scripture where mansion is used, the dwelling place, it's a dwelling place, is in John chapter 14. And it's the word moni, the Greek word M-O-N-E. You can look it up. Dwelling place, mansion. It is translated abode. John chapter 14, verse 23. Get that up for me. The word moni or mansion. Dwelling place. John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, now let's go deeper. Y'all ready to go deeper? If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. Now look what it says. And we will come unto him and make our abode, our dwelling. You become a mansion that God dwells in. Get that verse. I want you to see this. Get that verse back up for me. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, right? How do we know we love him? We keep his word. And my Father will love him. And we. Now, let me jump ahead of myself. Holy Spirit is there, right? Earnest. But Jesus said, if you love me, keep my words. And then me and the Father, 60-fold, 100-fold, we will come. We coming. You love me? You say you love me? Keep my word. You do that, me and my Father coming. And we're going to make our abode, our dwelling place, our mansion is going to be you. That earthen vessel that's with the fullness of God. He said that you may be where I am. Oh, something is happening. I said something is happening. Something's going on. Something's going on in your heart. Romans 8, verse 10 and 11. Romans 8, 10. Look here. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Okay, there's Christ. Verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So there's Christ and the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians 6, 17, 16 and 17. I told you there's a lot of scripture, but you follow the scripture is the best proof, the witness that we have. So that you know I'm not just talking, you can find it yourself. And what agreement hath the temple of God? Tell somebody, you his temple. With idols. For you are the temple of the living God. That's the Father. As God has said, I will dwell in them. And walk in them. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. So here we see
the Trinity.
This is what Jesus walked in before his crucifixion in that physical body. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all there. The fullness of the Godhead in a body. That's why nothing was impossible to him. Everything had to obey him. Nothing could resist him. No enemy could overtake him. No demon. Demons heard him come and they trembled. Have you come to judge us before our time? He didn't have to seek after anything. Everything yielded to him. Submitted itself to him. Chapter 14, verse 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, listen, look at this. If you love me, I think I just read this. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode, a mansion, or he will become a mansion to us. We and our, as I said, refer to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Pause and think for a moment. This is the fullness. No longer just earnest. He that loves me will keep my commandments, keep my word. And I am my Father. See, there's a prerequisite, keeping the word. See, many, like I said, many, it's okay. I'm not going to say it's okay, but many stay at the 30-fold. You're saved. God love you. He always will love you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to bless you. There's so much more. There's a remnant people. They're not going to settle for just 30-fold. There's something stirring in your spirit. I know there's got to be more. I know there's got to be greater works. I know there's got to be something beyond where I'm at. And you start pursuing. But see, tell somebody you got to pursue 100-fold. You can't be half-stepping, shucking and jiving, playing with God, you know, in and out, up and down. No, you got to be focused on it. Amen. Even for the Lord to reveal certain things to you, you have to be in a certain spiritual position. So that you can handle it. Amen. Jesus told his disciples one time, there are many things I have to say unto you, but you aren't ready yet. Many things I have to say to you, but you can't receive them right now. You're not ready. It'll mess you up. So you must be that one that is pursuing him 100.
Yes.
I didn't say you were perfect. I said, but you were in pursuit. All right, there's some more to this. We're almost there. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. 1 John 5, 7, and John 10, 30. 1 John 5, 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, in the heavenly realm. The Father, the Word, Holy Spirit, these three are one. Yet different or distinct manifestations. John 10, verse 30. I and my Father are one. John chapter 17, verse 22 and 23. Now, we're going to take a little turn here a little bit, and it's a good turn. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. This is the same as the us and the we and the hour that made man in Genesis chapter 1.
Yes. Yes.
The same, this is the same. See, when we were saved, it was Holy Spirit. Jesus was here, then Holy Spirit was here. Father was bearing witness. But in the beginning, they were all there.
Yes.
When they created the first man, they said, let us make the man in our own image and after our likeness, and let the man have dominion. So they were all present, all three. They were there. We've had it in increments. Holy Spirit, earnest. If I may say it that way, Christ, 60-fold. But then when we found ourselves obedient and we love God, he said, I and my Father will come now and make our abode in you. All right. So what was going on in Genesis chapter 1? What was God doing? What was the masterpiece of day 6? It was the man. See, many only remember Adam as the one that got us into the mess we're in the world. Adam's sin and so on. Take a look at the Adam before he sinned. He was such a great man, and you know, they grew under that environment before the deluge or before the flood. The environment was different. They actually did in Arizona in the desert, they copied that environment. Scientists did. And they grew things in there. And they say the tomatoes that they grew big as watermelons. I mean, everything grew big, so everything was bigger. Now, Adam was told in the beginning, just in Genesis chapter 1, we know this, Adam was told, and let them, the man, male and female, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, every creeping thing. He had dominion over everything. Over the weather. Well, they didn't have any need to have it over the weather because the weather was acting right. There were no storms in that. The temperature was perfect all the time. All the time. Science will tell you this. And it never really got dark during that time. The sun would set, but it would be like a pink light. If you know anything about pink light and the medicinal effect, the environment was perfect all the time.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.